At least 29 people were killed today after a gunman opened fire in a classroom and a dorm building on the campus of Virginia Tech University in Blacksburg, Virginia. It is the deadliest campus attack in U.S. history. NPR sending reporters to the scene. We'll be updating this story throughout the day. Right now, we're joined by Aydin Akertlu. He is a junior and the news director for the Virginia Tech student radio station, WUVT. Aydin, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
And tell us the latest. What news do you have on this shooting?
Honestly, we don't have anything more up to date than you do. The last firsthand information that we really got was after the press release ended at 12:30. We had some people over there getting information, and then now the latest fatality total. That is the latest thing we've gotten.
And the university president gave a statement. What did he say in brief?
His first goal was to try and console the people, the students at Virginia Tech. He offered his condolences and then talked about how Virginia Tech has opened up counseling centers in the dorm room, Ambler Johnston, that was attacked this morning, and also at our counseling center. And I believe they've opened up numerous more on campus since then. Also, he gave a brief timeline of the events. There was initially a 911 call at 7:15 in the dormitory before the shooting occurred. He was just kind of telling us about our classes will be canceled on Tuesday, and that there will be a convocation tomorrow at our basketball stadium so that the members of the campus community can come together and kind of deal with it as a community.
Now, there were two separate shootings. There was one, as you say, in the dorm room, and then, as I understand it, more shootings later on, 2 hours later, across campus. Can you paint a picture of what the campus looks like and where these shootings took place?
Well, right now, the campus is extremely empty. I haven't actually been outside since I came back from the press conference, but when I did, students were filing out. This was just after they announced that students in the buildings could leave and evacuate off campus. Other than that, most of campus is pretty empty. There are numerous police vehicles and ambulances since rescue helicopters are unable to fly today due to the high winds. The first shooting incident occurred, like you said, in a dorm room on the west, on kind of the north end of campus. It's at West Ambler Johnston Dormitory, but the real deadly shootings occurred a few hours later in Norris Hall, which is a building mainly for engineering classes, but other classes meet there as well. That's where most of the fatalities have occurred.
And you were on campus when this happened?
No, I was not. I was in my apartment off campus when I found out about it. I first tried scrambling information together to get to our DJ on air, and then as soon as I could, I managed to get my way over to campus and up to the radio station.
So, needless to say, I'm sure your fellow students are very upset.
This has even hit us very hard here at the radio station. One of our friends, we believe, may have been in one of the students who works at the station might have been in the immediate area, and we're really unsure about what's going on. So it's been hitting us pretty tough here.
All right. Aydin Akertlu, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
That's Aydin Akertlu. He's the news director at the Virginia Tech radio station WUVT.